With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's a migrant caravan, the likes of which we haven't seen in more than a year. An estimated 6,000 people, Venezuelans, Cubans, and Hondurans among them, are heading north through Mexico, intent on reaching the U.S. border on foot. There have been more than 200,000 migrant encounters along the southern border this month alone. Mexico says 680,000 foreigners crossed through Mexico in the first 11 months of the year. One U.S. service member suffers critical injuries and two others were hurt as well in a drone attack launched by Iranian-backed rebels on American targets in Iraq. The attack bringing a quick response from U.S. forces.
In a statement, the U.S. Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, said that the strikes had targeted three facilities used by Hezbollah and its affiliates, and that they were a response to several attacks by the militias on U.S. bases in both Iraq and Syria. Mr. Austin stressed that Washington would not hesitate, as he put it, to defend the United States, our troops, and our interests. There has been a spike in activities by Hezbollah and other militias in the region following Israel's military operation in the Gaza Strip.
The BBC's Youssef Taha. Also at SRNnews.com, Russia says one of its warships in Crimea has been damaged by a Ukrainian airstrike. Russia's defense ministry says the vessel was hit by aircraft-launched guided missiles and the two Ukrainian fighter jets were destroyed by anti-aircraft fire during the attack. A senior Ukrainian military officer confirms the attack, saying the Russian fleet has become smaller. Following the Christmas break, back to work today for Wall Street, while many markets overseas are closed for Boxing Day. Following a modest decline on the final day of trading before Christmas, the Dow will open this morning at 37,385. This is SRN News. Black churches across the country have something special planned for New Year's Eve.
It's called the Watch Night Service, a tradition that goes back to December 31st, 1862, when slaves stayed up until midnight in anticipation of New Year's Day 1863, when the Emancipation Proclamation would go into effect. Many African American congregations will mark Watch Night with a celebration that will include food, musical performances, and a word of encouragement from the pastor for 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Opponents of Connecticut's policy letting boys compete against girls in high school sports will get a second chance to challenge it in court. A federal appeals court in Manhattan has revived the case. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the four female athletes who brought the lawsuit, says it looks forward to seeking a ruling on the case's merits. At least 20 states have approved a version of a blanket ban on boys playing against girls. This is SRN News. It's a hoax that's called swatting, a potentially dangerous and costly telephone prank. It puts first responders at risk and seems to primarily target conservative Republicans. And GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is the latest victim.
The Rome Police Department verified the call was a hoax. A man in New York called the Georgia suicide hotline Christmas morning, claiming he had shot his girlfriend at Green's home and then was going to kill himself. Police say they contacted Green's security detail to confirm she was indeed safe and there was no emergency. Police also confirm Green has been the target of at least eight swatting attempts in the past. Jason Walker reporting.
Holiday air travel has, for the most part, been fairly uneventful so far, avoiding a repeat of last year's Christmas air travel meltdown. More details at SRNnews.com.